engaging episode of Patio Pettino for Single Ladies Search for Love and the Perfect Patio in Portland, Oregon.
It's true.
We are at one of my favorite bars, not to mention patios, at Moon and Sixpence, which is in Hollywood.
Hollywood,
Portland.
Portland.
Hollywood.
So nerdy. Not Hollywood, California.
No, let's not be confused.
Not yet.
We're not a baby.
Perhaps yet. Coming soon. Perhaps. I don't know.
Let's do introductions. I'm Sarah.
Oh, hello.
And I'm still looking for just a summer fling.
Summer's almost over, my friend.
I know. It doesn't feel like it. I'm soaking up the sun on this great patio.
Ooh. Where? I have a beef with you and Olivia, which we will discuss later in this program.
Oh, I have a feeling.
Which has directly resulted to I am still looking for a summer.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of which, I am Olivia, and I am DTC, down to, cuddle, whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of like it.
Yeah.
I don't
you leave it open.
I don't think
you said it. You left it open.
Down to cunnilingus. Ah, I'm going to make it into something. This is Minnie.
Uh-huh.
And I am DTC, down to communicate.
Oh. You are such a hippie. Minnie is such a hippie. Down to communicate.
Oh,
with
God.
A dick.
With a dick. This coming from the girl that just described the plot to Professor, what is that?
The nutty professor
with a tear in her eye.
So touched.
Was the part
so
that
tender.
They made fun of him.
That's awesome.
Down to communicate. All
right. Yeah, you should see the male's face right now. He's really into
it. Yeah. Yeah, I bet that works out for you.
It does. Loads of communication.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm Shar Q. I'm a recovering robot. Here I am.
And who is our special guest over there?
Doo-doo-doo!
Pone Tony!
Yay!
Welcome back, sir.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Again.
It's been too long.
It's been a very long time. I missed you guys.
We missed you too.
I've got my Truth Bomb gear on.
I'm ready
for it.
Nice.
Can handle it.
I try not to rapid fire. I try to give you just enough.
That's good, though. We want it. We need
and
your good advice.
While we're all sober, let's just say, where can we find you, Pone Tony? Where are you out about in the world?
Well, I'm kicking around in a number of places right now. First of all, you can hear me on Geek in the City Radio.
We love the Geek in the City boys.
At geekinthecity.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find me at ponetony.com.
You have your own domain.
Well, of course I do. I can't build this persona up and not have a website and email. And
who is this Pone Tony? Instant gratification.
Yeah. So, yeah, feel free to pop on over there. And right now, you'll actually get an eyeful of everything that's going on with my Kickstarter right now. Because I'm about just over halfway through the Kickstarter period for the second album that I'm working on releasing this year.
Tell us more about this album, please, Sarah.
And sure. Tell us real quick what Kickstarter is, for those who don't know.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, Kickstarter is basically crowdfunding, for lack of a better explanation.
Yeah.
Basically, you can outline a project, what you plan to do, how you plan to do it, and, it's mostly artistic things, writing, music, film, all that kind of stuff. And basically, you set that up, you detail what you want to do, how you want to accomplish it, you specify how much money you will need to get that accomplished, and you set incentive goals for people who wish to contribute to that. So, you can set, 5, 10, 15, 25, that whole thing, and at every level, they get something extra the more they donate.
So if someone was to go to ponetony.com and donate to your Kickstarter campaign for $25, what would they receive?
The $25 level, I believe, is a CD of the album, a copy of the album on vinyl, along with a poster.
That's a lot for $25.
That is a lot. That's fantastic.
Yeah, my thing
was
that.
That's a great deal. And you're an investor.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so, with Kickstarter, if the goal is met, then you get the money.
Right.
If the goal's not met, then you don't get any of the money to do it.
Right.
So I really wanted to put this out in a way that had all of the stuff that I wanted to do, with CDs and vinyl, T-shirts, the whole nine yards. So I figured that was the best way to do it and have enough money to put, to release it, the way that I did. So for anyone who doesn't know, it's the second in a series of musical sci-fi epics, if you will.
Uh-huh.
The first one was titled Star Pilot's Lament, and I released that last year.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to starpilotslament.com, you can see that you can listen to that whole album.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And so this year, I continued the story and wanted to go with something a little more aggressive. So this year, the project is Star Pilot's Revenge. And so...
Yeah. Minnie's over here drooling.
Yeah, we have a couple of other geeks at the table. You're not the only geek at the table. We're excited. We're excited.
That's why I came back to Portland. So yeah, you know, it's going really well. I'm actually at about 13 days left, 12 or 13 days, which is just beyond the halfway point because I did 30 days. And it's at 68% right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, which is really cool. People
and you can go on to your, I assume, on Pontoni.com, certainly on your Facebook, and hear samples of some of the music, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you go to...
Which is great, because then you can get a feel for it and be like, oh, nice, that's beautiful.
Sure,
I love it.
Sure.
I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you go to StarPilotsLament.com, you can actually click through on one of the versions that I have there and listen to the whole album in its entirety.
Nice.
If you go to StarPilotsRevenge.com, it's really just a link.
Okay.
To the Kickstarter, but if you go to the Kickstarter, right. I have a couple of songs posted so that you can kind of hear what the next album is going to sound like. And, yeah, you know.
That's wonderful, because then there's no, it's like you already know you'd like it. You're like, you know, you're not gambling on whether you'll even like it or not. You get to
get to hear it.
This should be in the world.
Yeah, and if you contribute, you know, you don't lose anything if it doesn't get funded.
Yeah,
wonderful. What style of music would you say that it is?
The best way I can explain it is that it's a blending of electronic R&B with some hip-hop undertones. That's probably the best explanation because it doesn't really follow the mold of anything that I could tell people. Oh, well, if you want to know what it's going to sound like, go listen to so-and-so.
Right, right.
It doesn't really come across that way. And for anyone who doesn't know, like, if you want to find it on Kickstarter, my real name... Hey, if you're going to go check it out, I'm going to give you my real name.
All right.
It's Keelan King. It's K.
We just had
that's
another
awesome.
Coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's
another identity coming
that's
out.
That's fair, but the next time I'm on, I will be Pontoni again. But yeah, if you can look it up, it's K-I-E-L-E-N and K-I-N-G. And yeah, you can find it on Kickstarter just by throwing my name in there. And
nice.
Yeah, if you dig it. Please, you know.
That is very exciting.
K-I-E-L-E-N, I have a little something for you that I was going to give away to some of my... I'm very close friends with Shanrock of Shanrock's Triviality.
That's fair.
And
you, yes, you are. I believe you, in fact, came out as Shanrock 3 episodes ago.
Oh, did I?
Fun. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that explains it then. That's perfect.
Well, she's not lying then. She is a really good friend.
Yeah.
She's great.
I really get her. I really get her. I know what she's all about.
She speaks your language.
And she has a little something for you. She asked me to give that to you. I just had your name all over
it. I can't
wait
for you to open it.
Okay.
So open that shit up.
Open
see what it is.
Open
if you don't want it, I'll give it to
it's a small rectangular cardboard
box. I don't know how
box.
To receive gifts, so I'm going to see.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I got it for free. It's just that you're the one I choose to give it to.
Okay.
I mean, I have another one I'm going to give out to a trivia
person. I'm
going to
work up my blush right now.
Okay, all
right,
okay.
All right. So that we can do this properly.
He's sticking his finger in the box slowly.
There's a number of ways I would have described what was happening right now.
That probably wouldn't have been.
Yeah, yeah. Sticking my finger in the box was probably not the top.
And you can keep that box as a bonus.
Yeah.
Keep that box.
Yeah.
A box.
Big. Your finger
keep.
Is a good fit.
Yeah.
This is nasty.
Best way. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You get hugs for this.
Yay!
Yeah, you get hugs
for
this.
I sit along with Shannon. And now she's going to sit in the corner and hug herself.
No, I'm so happy.
So
you guys have no idea.
Pontoni has just received a Total Recall jump drive.
Which is brilliant because if anyone listens to Geek in the City or hangs around with me on a regular basis, I can be found around town quoting Total Recall at any given time.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how perfect it was.
Absolutely.
I knew you had to be a fan of some degree.
And maybe with this you won't lose an episode of your podcast.
This will not happen.
Well, I have one too, so
this
we can be Total
gold.
Recall Thumb Drive buddies.
Awesome. This is brilliant. I've got 5 kids to feed. This is golden.
That's genuine gratitude. We didn't stage that.
No, we didn't.
I'm very happy with this. This is awesome. Thank
you. You're welcome. These companies send me this stuff to give away to the trivia folk, and I'm giving some of those away tonight as well.
But I was so cool.
I gotta cherry pick one of these for KK.
No, this is so. You couldn't have picked a better gift.
Yay! I'm glad.
Yay. I'm very happy. Never say the ladies of patio don't know how to give a gift.
My two bombs are gonna have to be a little lighter. A little nicer,
he was laid right into our trap.
With a little more caring involved.
And I'm the one that needs to get off the hook because I ain't been doing diddly.
Yeah, okay, so here's the beat. Ladies, let's check back in. So two episodes ago, which probably was actually 3 weeks ago, both Sarah and Shanrock / Olivia / whatever agreed that they were going to begin to take risks in their dating life, and that they were going to, they kept saying, think about doing something, but I insisted,
and I have thought about it.
No, take at least one risk before we record the next episode. Just one risk before the next episode.
Oh, did I say before the next?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm a liar.
Because you know we had measurables, because I'm that girl. So, the unfortunate thing is that the most previous episode that we recorded, I wasn't able to attend and apparently didn't get recorded because we didn't have a digital recall.
We've got another lost episode on our hands.
So I don't know what those risks were that you took over the past week, but I heard that nary a one was taken.
I was, in fact, with Sarah this weekend. Where many
risk?
A risk could have been taken.
And
it would have been easy, no collateral damage, and not a risk was taken.
Thank you for keeping it honest, Minnie.
Minnie, can you elaborate on what those risks
Where were you this weekend?
I was in Hood River. Let me just say, Minnie was like, I invited this friend to this party. I wanted you to meet him. He's a lawyer. I thought you two would get along famously.
Yeah,
he
and they did.
He also has a girlfriend
he doesn't like.
I love how it's like he doesn't like her, so that he's prime game to be hooked up with someone else. That's gold.
This is where Sarah is at. She doesn't want
a boyfriend anyway.
She wants fun.
A summer bed.
See, I don't.
Well,
you know what?
In like,
all of my experience with this podcast,
uh-huh.
I refuse to believe that she doesn't want a boyfriend.
Ooh.
I will not accept that answer.
Excellent truth bomb.
And we've had discussions outside of this podcast. I don't believe she doesn't want a boyfriend. What I do believe is that she wants a boyfriend that's a certain way.
Ooh.
Or a certain kind of dude,
mm-hmm.
but hasn't met that dude, so she just keeps saying, I don't want a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if that dude was to pop up, all bets are off. I wouldn't hear any of this, so I don't really want a boyfriend right now.
I think that's fair.
I am extremely picky. Like, I think if I...
But I would also maybe argue that given your lack of risk-taking, that there might be some meat to the theory that you just don't want to get rejected, and so you're just going to not bother with
it all. I think that's fair as well. I mean, who likes rejection, really?
I love it.
Eat it up with a spoon.
Yep.
If there's a picture next to rejection in the dictionary, I'm like,
thumbs up.
Tis I.
No, I think that's fair. I haven't taken a lot of risks. I did put up an online profile, but then found out you had to pay for it. So now I haven't.
So that doesn't actually count.
Who did you put a online
Patsy
profile?
Patsy said that you were going to try to say that this was your risk, but that doesn't count.
You can't actually access
anything.
Yeah, that's not a risk.
God damn, Patsy.
All right. I mean, fair. Guilty. Guilty on all accounts. I haven't been taking big risks.
Okay, well,
my
question is this. If you haven't taken any risks, and I don't know how you process these things, so I can't tell you, you know, I have to ask this question. Are you the kind of person that if it isn't 100% exactly what you want, that you're just not going to be able to deal with it at all?
Well, I think that I have...
I think we have our answer.
I think
maybe it's made her judgment.
Yes,
I
believe that question has been answered. Yeah,
I believe Minnie and I are just thinking about good old George. Now there aren't maybe such high standards.
I don't know, because those are two way different things. I don't know. I think that I could give someone a chance if they kind of read a certain thing. But there's also things about if there's someone that I know has kind of a deal breaker issue for me, then I just don't see the point in starting that. Like if it's someone who is prone to depression or to self-loathing, then I'm not the person for them because I am
To start a relationship with.
That's right.
Crushes.
But I don't see the...
Well, that's okay, because I can take... Right. I can take an answer like that because they aren't deal breakers like
wearing
he has mismatched colored shoelaces or something. Yeah. Like, it's not.
I mean, there are two.
Right, it's not something petty.
There are two statements there. What Crocs kind of are a deal breaker?
She just said something down for a deal breaker.
No, you know what though?
Mismatched shoelaces are not, but I think those
are two. That's fair because I have instantly crossed people off the list for really minor thing. Like I will go downtown and you guys have all been downtown Portland Friday, Saturday night, and it's like,
it's like, where's he going?
It's like douchebag stew.
It is.
It's like a different city.
It is. Yeah. And I walk around down there and you'll see
Beaverton or Vancouver.
Tons of beautiful women who are taking the time, they're going out for the night, they're doing their makeup,
and
they're doing
their
hair, they've got on jewelry, they put on a beautiful party dress that's accentuated, whatever it is they
the
got
girls,
falling
they're
out.
Presenting. Yeah.
And then they put on flip-flops. And I'm like, if you're going to do that much work to go out,
that's surprising.
Put on a goddamn pair of shoes.
But to be fair,
like, that's very
their
simple.
Flip-flops are bejeweled. Usually.
What if they're like gold?
Like LeMay flip-flop. Yeah.
I did give my phone number to a guy.
These have to be very, very high quality.
Like Marc Jacobs.
Like they had to have cost me. You know what? I'm not a fan of the flip-flop in general. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're not at the beach.
I'm wearing $1.99.
No, but you know what? If you're hanging out, whatever. But if you're going to get done up and go out, put on a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like when I see dudes who decide they're going to go out and then put on jeans and a halfway decent shirt, and they show up in flip-flops.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like, it's just lazy.
Or a suit and flip-flops.
I've never seen that.
Let's bring it back. Comment. That's going to be the next Portland log.
I did
give my phone number out to someone at a douchebag bar this weekend, and I don't know if he called me or not because my phone died.
Oh, no.
Because your phone died.
It died. Yeah. I can't.
There's no recovery.
Yeah, there's no coming back, and so I'm out. But I don't really care if he called me back because he was a guy at a douchebag bar on a Saturday night downtown.
At what bar?
At Tube.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the short guy?
No, that was...
Oh, there's that many.
Wait, was it the short
guy? This was the week before. Yeah, no, this weekend, a short guy who was also not appealing personality-wise, so I didn't give him my number.
So the risk there was that he was really short? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I may have heard a different reason. He was my size.
So he wasn't shorter than you.
I was wearing heels, so he was shorter than me.
He was like 4'7"?
No, I was wearing heels, so he was shorter than me, so he's probably 5'1", maybe. Which, this sounds terrible. He was also just kind of like a douchebag, so on top of being short, so that's not...
Well, I guess the douchebag outweighs him being hobbit-sized.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of does. Right. Like, because if he's a cool dude, like, he can't
I guess you're right.
Like, what's he going to do?
Yeah. You're
right. Like, you would give him the utmost of shit if he had came in with, like, the platforms on.
Yeah, if
he was wearing, like, long pants.
Right.
Fair enough.
If he was really funny and made me laugh and was entertaining, but he was just, like, instantly kind of like, hey, babe, and put his arm around me and was just schmoozy. And I was like, that's not the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, now you've got two unfortunate.
Where he does the, like, point with two fingers and then.
Sort
the,
of, but, like, kept his arm around me the whole time. And I'm like, I don't know you.
Ew,
but
I don't like that.
You mentioned that you liked his. I mean, when you were sharing the story, you mentioned that you, like, he had some balls and he was.
Yeah, I did appreciate that he actually hit on me, but.
Yeah, but if he's a.
Yeah,
you like, know, how far does that really go?
Exactly. Okay. I mean, he was
not far enough clearly.
Forward, but
yeah.
Well, unfortunately, not without many positive traits. So yeah. but the guy the week before it too, I wasn't that into. But like he talked to me, he wasn't offensive to me. He was he was drunk and young and from Vancouver. That guy must have been 24 years old. But uh-huh. He was like,
is that the bar that he's not offensive to you? Like is.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, the measurables on this are astounding.
I'm just teasing, like, but it seems like,
he wasn't
you know,
a douchebag.
Yeah.
He wasn't, like, illegally aged. He was of age. So, like, he didn't have flip-flops on. So, I mean, I gave him my number, right?
He might even have had flip-flops on. That's what I'm saying. I was just like, you came and you talked to me and you were relatively interesting
sure.
and didn't say anything horrible. And he asked for my number and I gave it to him. He's like, you could give me a fake number if you want. And I was like, if I'm
going
to give
balls
you...
To call
right,
me,
guys, if you're listening, don't ever tell a woman she could give you a fake number if she wants.
Yeah. I'm just like, if I'm going to give you my number, I'm going to give you my real number. Mm-hmm. The other guy, I was like, no.
Like, sure, like, be pissed if she gives you a fake number, but don't give her the option of, like, bullshitting you before
as
you
if
get
it's
started.
Okay.
And I did get a call the next day from Vancouver that left no voicemail.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that was it or not. But I'm just saying
missed
that.
Missed connection.
That's
have you looked
risk?
At missed connection?
No,
that's not a risk.
But that is a risk I took. I gave a number to someone that I didn't find offensive.
That is awesome.
Because I might not say yes, but I'm working on getting out of there. And I was like, well, if he actually calls and we talk, we'll go on a date. It probably won't go anywhere, but at least I'm...
That's the attitude to have. That's the attitude. I don't know. If he does actually call, maybe I'll go out with him. And maybe it won't be just the most miserable thing I've ever done in my life.
It's sadder than it really is.
I mean, I get, like, not wanting to, like... Hype yourself up and have expectations that aren't going to be met.
Well, no one does
but this
that.
Is the opposite
yeah, you
of
should,
that.
Yeah, you should at least make an effort. Like it.
You should.
Strength based. That's awesome.
I believe I wasn't the only person you had.
I was going to move on.
All right, moving on.
Shamrock.
Yes.
What say you?
What was the
question? Because I will say, even worse offender than Sarah, you...
I am a worse offender.
You won. Let's play this out. One okay. said that you were going to take a risk over the next...
I did
before
say I was
the next
time.
Then when I saw you the night of the last patio recording that mm-hmm. I wasn't at, I in fact asked you what was your update because you were supposed to have taken a risk.
That's pretty much a week ago.
And at that point, you were like, oh, did I say that? Which was exactly the same response I got tonight. So so you knew I was going to ask you this question.
So you
still had about a week to kind of...
I'm delinquent. But for me, the tiny things I have been doing are kind of a huge leap. Because, you know, like, when I get off work at night, I'm so exhausted. My traditional way I spend time in a bar by myself is... definitely exuding that don't nobody talk to me. I'm taking off the edge and I'm reading a book. I don't want you to talk to me. It's very much like that. So the fact that I've been like sitting at the bar instead of in a corner by myself and not like reading a book and just a little bit more of the, now I'm willing to acknowledge that there's a world around me while I'm sitting here.
Small victories. You're putting out some energy to invite people to talk
and
to you.
And to be fair... Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that is a huge risk, Shannon.
It's not a risk, but for me, that's a step. But what I will say is, Char-Q, we were at a... Here are the kind of hit-ons that I have been... that I get.
Let's lay it down.
And I think you'll be with me on
this
one.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yep. Okay. I already know.
Yes.
We were at a certain bar.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who was...
I
mean, Lord love him.
We were at
Bar. Clearly gay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
I'm talking, we're at a different bar.
Oh, I'll throw back to
And there was
right
a guy that...
You know, me and the listeners are in the dark here.
Yeah. Huh?
Me and the listeners are in the dark.
Well, just like a neighborhood. Oh, okay, it was Georgia's. I guess it doesn't matter what bar it was. And there's a guy who's, in my opinion, and I think in yours too, clearly gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was sort of hitting on... You know, he was definitely putting out the vibe, but inside my head, I'm like, but you're gay.
No. He,
right?
The way that I would more explain that is that he was definitely attempting to hit on us in a way that was so extreme.
Yeah.
And also talking about, like, him and his bros and how they're not gay. Like, he said, we're not gay, like, 14,000 times, which probably is
and
why we were like...
And even if he hadn't said that...
Totally are gay.
Yeah.
But he was, like, trying to overcompensate so much and talk about, like, boobies and, like, whatever.
Right. And I think he used the word boobies.
Boobies.
I think that is the terminology.
Boobies. And shaking of the boobies and... Oh, he kept telling stories about how some girl was trying to have sex with him.
Right.
There were multiple stories about girls trying to have sex with him and then him being like, you gals seem like really nice, open, fun gals. And... I was just like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then I went inside and texted Shanrock and was like, I'm not in the bathroom.
Which I knew. I'm like, good idea. Why didn't I think of that?
I am just not going to listen to him anymore.
But, you know, so taking a risk might arguably have been, you know, me responding to that. And I'm not going to, you know, I mean, he's gay.
Well, No, that's not a risk.
And he was offensive and gross.
The difference is that, you know, taking a risk does not mean... accepting advances from people that you're not interested in.
Correct.
Right.
Like, that's not taking a risk. That's just being normal.
Right.
Okay.
Shit, nobody takes advances from somebody they don't want. Like, that's human. But I think in that, and it's hard for me to speak to that scenario because this city is like a walking goddamn circus sometimes. Like, there's just shit that goes on and it's like, somebody's gonna crack a whip and a tiger's gonna come out of a cage and like there's gonna be
and nobody's
monkeys.
Gonna be surprised.
Yeah, there's gonna be like bears on unicycles and shit and everybody's gonna be like, oh, that's cool. So I don't even know how to approach that because I've actually never actually seen something like that take place. So I think that's pretty normal. I wouldn't classify that as you needing to take a risk with someone you're not into.
I think taking a risk is taking action when you see someone you're actually interested in.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Even if
so
you have, you know,
identifying
apprehension about,
like
yeah.
there's something here that I'm interested in, like what am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
Like I totally thought about talking to a guy at a bar last week.
I have
and
heard this story
there.
So many times.
But I did walk by and say, I'll be here next week to the bartender so he could overhear.
Read
my mind.
Are we back to of all the discussions? Are we back to square one?
Yes.
We are back
Boys
to.
Boys are dumb. You have to tell
oh
them.
Oh my god.
Exactly
we are back to. I touched his leg, and then you know, I.
How pushed, come he didn't know?
Yeah, I waved my perfume in his direction. Like, did he get it? Like. No. If I've taught you anything, guys are not. It's not even that we're dumb. It's just that we're very direct and straightforward. So when we go to work and somebody needs something from us, they walk in our office and go, "Hey, I need this," and we go, "Okay, I'm doing
it." I understand that. Yes,
but like, they don't walk in the room and like my boss doesn't come
around,
in and go like, "So, eat lunch today." You know, just wondering if you were thinking about going maybe to get some coffee. Might you be at your desk later? You know, I don't know. I was thinking maybe I'd stop by later on.
No. Or like, your boss comes in and talks to the person at the desk behind.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, I'll be back around here at 2.
Yeah, yeah. The
Ooh,
desk like.
Oh, Keelan's at his desk at 2 because
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I meant.
Yeah.
And he knows I'll be there.
Talking to your coworker, like, I've got so much work to assign to people. It's crazy. Like, you wouldn't believe how much work. If I just had some people around here, like, give this work to that would be awesome. That would be so good. Yeah, like, no, you can't.
No,
like, you can't do that. Like, look, I know it's not easy for a woman to approach a dude because, you know, traditional gender roles are the guy approaches you, he makes the first move, he asks for the date, he pays for dinner, whatever it is. But at the same time, if you want gender equality, which I'm all for.
I never said I wanted
it. Okay, well,
I'm just kidding.
Okay, but, one dissenter. If you want, you know, it's like if you want gender equality, then you know what? Sometimes you're going to have to walk over and say, hey, what's up?
Okay, so let me ask you this.
And that's really easy to do, especially if a dude digs you and you come over, you say, hey, what's up? Guess where his focus is for the rest of the night? Like, you got to step out on that ledge. Dudes, we spend our whole lives stepping out on that ledge and falling the fuck off of
right.
it. And, you know, we'll step out on that ledge again and fall off again. But you know what?
And
you will miss out on so much more just by hoping that he catches the signal or hoping that he sees you looking. Or, you know, as the male liaison to Patio Petty, don't ladies, stop being so shy about making some kind of contact.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be you asking for the date. It doesn't have to be offering anything. But make some kind of contact.
Yeah.
Come over, say hi, do something.
Because once I know somebody and I've decided, oh, I'm just going to try to make something happen with this, then I'm okay at that. But for me, that's what's really hard for me is exactly what you're talking about. And so, yeah, I want to hear what Shark you have to say, and then I want to hear more about that, just going up to a guy and talking to him out of the blue.
Well, I'd say there's two things. Like, one is that I know that can feel like a very unsafe thing, but I think the safety of this right here is that you're doing it for the podcast.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
get rejected or if something incredibly ridiculous happens, it's for the podcast.
It's for you.
Okay. You can separate it.
You can,
even though that's completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
like you could be like, well, this week I'm going to walk up to at least one guy every night and just say, hey, what's up, and see what happens.
Sure, if that gives you a mental safety net for you to be able to handle it, then I say absolutely.
Because clearly we've been talking about this since the last time you were on, which was like fucking 6 months ago.
Yes, yes,
nothing's happened in 6 months.
Nothing has happened in 6 months.
Well, yeah, I know about nothing happening in 6 months, But, you know, it is that thing, like, it's never fun to get rejected. And I'm not saying, like, you know, well, screw you guys, you know, we always get rejected. Like, no, I get it. It sucks, and I don't like it. But you know what? I also come across certain situations where I run into someone and I'm like, I'm going to regret this if I don't turn around and say something. Like, and that has to outweigh the fear that you have.
Yeah.
And then at some point, like...
the fear of regret has to outweigh fear of rejection.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a balancing of fears.
I'd rather conquer that fear of possibly getting something that I really want, as opposed to having that fear that I'm just going to sit here for the rest of my life and hope that the right guy comes over and says exactly the right thing and offers to buy the right dinner at the right restaurant, and then we're good. Like, it's a crapshoot. And guys kind of wrestle with that every day. Like, they turn around and it's like, man, you know, I'd really love to approach that girl, but... Oh, do I really want to get kicked in my balls again? and, you know, after a while, you either get over it or you end up like, you know, guys who end up never dating again. And they just kind of sit around. They grow old by themselves.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're at a point where you're tired of that, I mean, continue to wait. Or, you know, you can open the door with that guy. Like, if he's into you, he's going to turn around and go, hey, let's chat. And really, it doesn't have to be any more than saying, hey, hi, what's your name?
Really, just, like, go up to a guy and be like, hi, my name is Olivia, what's your name?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's... absolutely. And I'll tell you why.
Well, when's the last time that happened to you? Tell us the story of a successful girl taking the initiative with you. And where it was at.
Oh, and on that, we're going to pause and come back exactly to that story.
Okay.
Because Mama needs a drink.
Yes.
All right, we're back in. We have been just in
freshly
anticipation.
Beard. We are freshly beard.
Anticipation for this story.
Damn it.
Mr. Keelan King.
Okay. Fine.
I love it already. How hesitant he is.
This was a woman who actually, she was more about, you know, making conversation with me and talking. And I was introduced to her by a friend of mine. And we ended up just kind of hitting it off and talking and everything. And, like, I would show up. She's a performer, so I would show up at her shows. And, you know, she'd walk over and start talking to me and stuff, and which is fine. You know, guy loves when a pretty lady comes over to talk to him. It's okay. And so
hear that, ladies? It's okay.
Yes, it is okay.
They're both pretty ladies.
But it was one of those things where we started, you know, talking a little bit more, and I was like, okay, well, maybe this can turn into something. So, you know, I've showed up at a few more of her shows, and, you know, we'd talk more and more and
more. So you were kind of stalking her. You were like a star fucker?
I'm the star.
Yeah!
I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You were showing up at her show.
I was making an appearance.
Right, when Prince comes
well
to your
well
head.
Played.
Yeah,
well
yeah,
played, well
yeah,
played.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Prince comes, yeah,
proceed.
He's not the star.
Proceed.
So...
It's
so we're talking at one of the most recent shows, and she's, you know, well into her cups, and she's, you know, like, all right, saying goodbye and doing the whole thing. And she runs over to a friend of mine, and she's like, yeah, it's been too long. We need to hang out, blah, blah, blah. And she's chatting him up. And then she goes, okay, well, I'll see you next time. She turns around, and it's like the most clandestine one I've ever seen in my life. She turns around, and as she's walking away, she finishes her last sentence with him, looks at me and goes, call me, and just keeps walking. And I was like, did she just say, call me? And he was like, yeah, that just happened. Well, all right then. So I go back down to the next show. Of course, I didn't call her. But I'm a dude.
What?
We do that
you
sometimes.
Just, what?
Let me get this.
Okay, all
right. Okay, all right.
So
all right. This is scandalous.
I show up at the next show, and we talk.
How long? How many days?
Oh, maybe a week or two.
Oh, okay.
But we haven't. It wasn't like we have constant communication anyway, so, like, most of the time I would see her
these
at an
like
event.
These sound like excuses. Yeah, it's
yeah,
totally
okay,
fine.
Well,
all right, go ahead.
Feel free.
Go
but
ahead.
Yeah, we go to see her, and a friend of mine shows up, and they're off to a strip club, and she had other plans that night. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go pick these guys up because, you know, they're drunk, so I'm going to have to drive them home anyway. So I leave, go meet these guys at, like, Mary's Club or something. And we hang out there, and we come back by the venue, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll check to see if, you know, she's hanging out at the venue, because at the very least, you know, I'll say, hey, it was good to see you, good night, whatever.
Yeah.
Go back in, venue's closing, I'm like, well, she's not in there, so, all right, well, I'll catch her next time, we're out. Start walking up the block,
low and,
and as you do downtown,
yeah.
You see the hippies beating on buckets.
Yes.
So... I just kind of glance over, and I see, you know, them doing that, and I look over, like, wait a minute. That looks like her.
Oh, no.
It is her.
Oh, no.
Playing
so,
a bucket?
She's not playing the drums, but she's standing there. So I walk over, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll at least say goodnight, and, you know, you see someone you're interested in, usually if they walk up to you wherever you're doing, you're like... Oh, shit, hey. And,
course.
You know,
of
more conversation
are.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's
you're
just,
happy to see that person.
Right, right. Especially
clearly
if
happy.
You're kind of into them. So I walk over there, and I'm like, what are you still doing here? Didn't you have other plans? And she's just croutons at this point.
Yeah.
So she's just like, wow. And she mumbles something. Oh, I'm too drunk to go back right now, blah, blah, blah. And turns her back on me. And proceeds to put a dollar in the hippie bucket.
Mm-mm.
And then, and I don't know how much time you guys spend around rappers, but when rappers get ready to start and they're in it,
yeah,
they do this bounce. And it's like, you've ever seen breakdancers get ready to start? They're kind of doing
yeah.
the getting ready kind of
yeah.
thing, and they're going from one side to the other.
Just getting the blood flowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to demonstrate for the ladies here, so you guys right. won't see this,
yeah.
but she starts doing her rapper bounce, and she's
okay.
getting ready.
She's
so
feeling it?
She's feeling the beat from the hippie bucket drums
oh,
and
no.
is
she's
getting ready to rap.
To freestyle on hippie drums.
On hippie bucket drums. And I was just like, this is not happening.
It's happening.
And... lo and behold, she just turned her back, and she just starts going at her raps at the out. And I'm standing there like, wow.
So you think
you
really?
You think you should be more important than expression?
Then
letting that song in your heart go.
I believe I am slightly more interesting than hippie bucket drums.
I think that's a statement.
Yeah. And I think it's fair.
And that would have
yeah.
been fine.
Right.
Elmore?
If my friends weren't there watching.
Oh, and they're like, oh, you got dogs! You got dogs!
I was sitting there just like, you gotta be kidding me. And once she started rapping, I was like, all right, fuck this. So I just turned around and left. But they are in tears. They are laughing their asses off. And I was just like, you know, I hate my life. And I go to, you know, and I'm walking back to the car, and they're just... what the fuck just happened? And I was like, God, let's just go home. We get in the car, and my friends decide they're going to spit hippie bucket rap.
They're going to spit bucket raps.
What are some of the topics?
That's fantastic. Patchouli.
It went along the lines of, I'm just on the street rapping to buckets. I'm making ducats. I just wanted to crawl under my car and be run over by it, man. And they
did not
let me live it down.
That is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, and so.
Lord love you, Keelan. Lord love you.
It's very hard to rationalize losing to hippie buckets.
Yeah.
But you did.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Well, you did. Ignoring the fact that it was hippie buckets. And got it. Right. We feel ya. Was it pretty good rap? I mean, was it pretty... Was it just, like, shitty? Like, you have no business even rapping? Or was it like, you had this magnificent force within you that you needed to let out? Or somewhere in between?
In which universe... Did you assume that I hung out long enough to find out if the raps were good?
Well, even as you're walking away,
you would be able to hear it.
A friend stood behind.
Oh, you know they did. I'm gonna listen to all of it. Yeah.
I'm gonna
report
back.
Luckily,
they were far enough away that they weren't able to hear the raps that she was spitting. Oh, man. And
they could have blown your mind.
My mind was blown when she started rapping. Shit, we're already past mind blown. I was like, I got a job.
Ego blown.
I got a job and a car, college education. You think maybe I could win a battle against hippie buckets?
Not in Portland.
I want to see a rap battle between you and a hippie bucket now. I really want that.
Well, apparently I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
I doubt it. You need to give that hippie bucket a smackdown.
That would be a great 80s movie.
A smackdown.
Yeah. Man. Let's empty that water station over there. I'll serve the bucket.
Yeah. No, and for the
Minnie can start bucketing the shit out of
and
that
for the
bucket.
next week, my
every
Twitter
time you
feed,
saw your friends,
my Facebook, it was nothing but pictures of buckets. YouTube videos about Mr. Bucket. It was,
oh my god,
man,
that's pretty fantastic.
My friends are ridiculous.
Thank you for sharing.
So,
yeah.
It is
pretty
much. So he almost took a risk because he almost called her. But thank God he didn't.
Yeah.
So you understand that this story is not relating to the message that we are trying to send.
No,
correct?
I understand. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the risk for me would actually be to continue showing up at shows.
Yeah.
And
which you have
eventually
not
calling her. But the problem is that I have friends that are kind of in that circle. So I will be very conspicuous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be very conspicuous by my absence if I just all of a sudden remove myself entirely. So there will come a day where I have to show up at another show, and I'm guessing she won't remember.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like
maybe that's for
having spit mad rhymes to hippie buckets.
Seems like
you should give her a dozen roses in a hippie bucket. No, daisies in a hippie bucket.
I
a daisy crown, a bucket full of daisy crowns.
This is the kind of shit that makes me sleepy when I think about dating. I just
want to go to sleep.
I just
want to
go to bed and just the
it's
hell
a fantastic
with
it. Inspirational.
Yeah.
Sleep the pain away.
Yeah. Luckily, I wasn't in a relationship with her, so that was.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I kind of escaped that one. Yeah.
Shark, you update.
I want to hear about your update.
Well, I don't necessarily do an update, but what I will tell you is this. We all know that I met Comet at a New Year's Eve party where he was, where we were at the party and they did a circle of burning things where you had to burn, like, I'm getting rid of this from last year, and this year I'm going to do this, which I hated every moment of it. But Minnie Tippett, God bless her, so loved every second of it.
I had all my credit cards.
So I just stood in the corner with Comet and made fun of the whole thing, which is why I was like, oh, I think we're going to get along just fine. But then he got really drunk, and then he took his jacket off, and he was wearing overalls.
I remember that.
He was wearing overalls.
The overalls are the first thing I saw. I saw the overalls, and then I saw Comet.
overall.
Yo, it's 2012.
I was like, who's the cute guy in
overalls?
I know. And then, like, later I've been like, why did you wear overalls? And he was like, I wore overalls. And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, the weird thing is I can very clearly remember thinking to myself, I want to meet somebody tonight. I'm going to dress nice.
And then, like, instead, he chose overalls.
You did not pull that off, son. No. You did not. But then he got so drunk that he ended up puking all over the floor and crawling through it.
Yes, he did. I saw it. It's true.
Yeah.
But
here's the risk part. But I was like,
that is a risk. Yeah.
At the beginning of the night when he was sober, I had a lot of fun with him, and
sober.
I'm gonna give it up to. Well, whatever. But I'm going to give it up to, like, New Year's Eve. Maybe you drink too much and you don't realize what you're doing. I'm
going to
find him
fair.
On Facebook and send him a message and see if he wants to hang out. And so I sent him a message on Facebook and was like, by the way, your drunken persona is disgusting. It is Pukey Pukerson. But if you want to hang out and not get that drunk, I would be amenable to that. And he totally called me. And set up a date, and then we've been dating ever since. So
that was
he was disgusting, but I took a risk because I was like, I see a glimmer of hope here at the beginning of the night, but
and
I did not.
Has he rocked the overall since then?
No.
In that case,
okay.
No. And
right.
Minnie Tibbetts took him shopping, and now he dresses like a dream.
In that case, you did find him offensive and still...
And still took the risk.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Risks can pan out.
Yeah. Okay.
But I could also tell you like 1,000 stories of where I took the exact same risk and it did not pan out. And my feelings were not hurt about it.
But that's good, though. You know,
I was like, well, that's on you because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Because I remember your face as we left. You just kind of had this like... It
of
was
course.
Kind of like, oh, we're leaving. I know it was very promising a little while ago, but now he's just like... and you're just like, he was kind of interesting. Too bad, you know. So I'm glad that you. I mean, that's wonderful.
Much stronger than I am. Had I ended my night with a lady I was interested in crawling through her own vomit?
Yeah.
I don't think there would have been any point in time when I could have sent her a Facebook message.
Yeah. But
look,
I
crossed off.
Especially if the puke landed in
your hippie bucket.
Can
you imagine?
I crossed off a girl who only rapped to hippie bucket. Imagine if she had puked on herself.
Puked in the bucket and then drummed on
man.
It.
With the splash.
Yeah.
All
right. Minnie, it's been a while since we've had you on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I want to hear about your update.
The theme tonight seems to be risks.
I'm trying to hang out with an international playboy.
Yeah, you are.
That's
a risk.
You sure are.
It's a huge risk. And it's a risk that won't pay out. But
no,
it's fun
it
in the
won't.
Moment.
But it's
so
it is.
It has paid out.
In some ways.
In
you
some
did
ways.
Get to go to Tahoe.
I did.
And you are
but
having a great time.
Let's review that. Yes, the international playboy invited me to go to Tahoe with them. Because my phone used to belong to one of his best friends, and he was actually inviting that dude.
I think it's
cool, though.
It's cool. You've paid out because you've gotten a lot of nice dresses from Gen X.
Yes, the penchant for Gen X dresses.
A lovely pair of spike heels.
He buys you clothing?
That's an international playboy would.
Good point. I should have known
right?
that.
Yeah.
I should have known that.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to end up being friends, but it was a risk trying to... It was a risk to act out on our attraction.
But that's good, because you're having a good time. You're having fun with it. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... And it sounds like you're going in with your eyes open
I would call him an eccentric guy. Uh-huh. I would call him an interesting guy. I'm not sure that I would call him a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's coming from a very different place.
That's international playboy. International
sister,
playboy
like
Hill?
I don't know. Well, okay, if we, just real quickly, for relationships, a lot of people look for relationships and partnerships because we all have monotony we go through every day,
mm-hmm.
and a partner is a really nice way to still enjoy, like, these, like, doldrums we go through in everyday life.
Sure.
He's coming from a place where he doesn't have any monotony or doldrums or
yeah.
any wear and tear, So he doesn't have that
This
need.
Is a guy that tries to find dead squirrels in his backyard so that he can get his taxidermist, because he has his own taxidermist, to make into a lamb.
Yeah.
That's
so
that guy.
I definitely think it's a significant, a different experience for me to hang out with someone who doesn't necessarily look for a partner. Like, I have, like, he doesn't need a partner to experience life with, because his life's so full. So I'm actually not sure why he's hanging out with me, but...
Because you're motherfucking awesome.
Oh, thank you.
What
I mean, like, I mean, I know.
Because you're gorgeous and awesome and kind.
Thank you, that's super sweet. And
that's
I wasn't saying it to be, like, but he's, I feel in his life he has a lot of very big, bright people who sometimes can be, like, I know he cares about them, but sometimes they're, like, entertaining and very, like...
It's a show.
The show.
Mm.
Yeah. And you're a person of substance. Yes.
Which
and
is probably why he's hanging out with you, to be honest.
I have been known to be a show, but I don't know. I don't see that drive in him to be like, I want a partner because, like...
I want stability.
I want stability. Yeah. Like, no.
No. He wants to make a wig out of his own hair, so he'll grow his hair out for a year.
Yeah. But so that's a risk. It's a risk to hang out with someone who has different.
There's
like,
no payoff.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah. So, but it's summer and I'm happy.
Well, I'm glad
happy.
Someone's got a bedmate.
You could have a bedmate so easily.
It's true. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make that sound complaining. No, I.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And you just put me on blast. I'm a virgin.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
You're a liar is what you are.
I wasn't going to say
that. You a lying hoe.
Minnie is now looking very coy and innocent.
This is a pretty good innocent face.
Wait.
See, I like this part of the conversation because I can let you guys say that and then I can just sit here and smile.
Agree.
Yeah, I don't have to, I don't have to chime in and offer any snide remarks.
On the inside,
remarks.
You're like, she ain't no virgin. She ain't
no virgin. So would you say
that girl ain't pure.
Yeah, that girl is smart.
Sure, because that's, yeah, that guy just walked in the building and was like, whore!
Yeah.
Right there.
If you've been here 2 hours earlier, you may have been like, why doesn't she have her, like, shirt on?
Well, yeah, why are her boobies about to fall out?
I know, I was trying
she
to
She was trying to get a tan.
I was trying to tan her.
Fair right. enough.
So would you say this risk has paid off? Or that this risk that you're taking is paid off?
I think I've definitely got a really gotten to know an amazing person. Like, I really... I don't know if it'll end up in, like, traditional love or, you know, a lifetime partner, but I'm definitely happy I've gotten to know him, for sure. Good. All right.
Yeah. I'm disappointed at how happy that was. I wanted more strife and angst and disappointment. I'm kidding.
You'll never get that.
No, I
have
enough,
sister.
I have enough strife and angst for everyone.
Pound Tony.
Yes.
What is a story in which you've taken a risk that it has actually paid off?
Yeah, that was the question. The bold girl who came up.
I am risk averse.
Or have you had a girl who's taken a risk with you?
And it has paid off.
For her.
Well, every woman's risk pays off.
Ooh.
They take it on me. Oh. But.
He's single, lady. You can find him on the Facebook.
Also, he's a star. Just rewind.
Just
rewind.
He has 100 websites.
Yep. My Facebook and Twitter are going to be lit up with date requests. Yeah.
It could happen.
Beating him off with a stick.
It could happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Goonies never say die.
Now we need to do the truffle shuffle.
She all of a sudden just gyrated for a while.
But it was a weird truffle shuffle.
It looked like Magic Mike. It didn't look like
the
song.
The truffle shuffle was actually like this. This isn't the truffle shuffle. No one can understand what that means.
Honestly,
it's not like this, you guys.
I can't say I've ever taken anything that's been a major risk where I was just like not 100% sure about it. I've tried some things.
Your advice is advice you're giving, but not taking.
No, because I, my risks involve approaching people who I normally would be terrified to approach. Like, that's stuff that, like, as a guy, I've spent many a night out going, man, I'd love to talk to that chick. I should just go up and say something. And I've spent many, many nights going home by myself drunk going, I should have done it. But I've also gotten to a point in my life where now I'm just at a point where it's like, what am I missing out? Like, I'm not having any less rejection if I don't say something. So now I am a lot more willing to go up and make conversation. Like, if it doesn't pan out, not any worse than going home by myself anyway, so I might as well go. You know, so the risks that I will take have less to do with, like, actual relationships or getting involved with people. Yeah. They have more to do with getting past my own apprehension of being willing to go up to someone that I'm not
thinking
sure.
About talking to.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes, even as a guy, you're waiting to have, like, sure things that you don't have to question, and it's like, oh, hey, I know she's interested, let's do this. But, you know, as a guy, like, you know, especially if you're not, like, an overconfident douchebag, because, like, if those guys approach you, it doesn't go anywhere anyway.
Right.
And as a woman, you see that guy come up to you, and you're like, I don't even want to fucking talk to you. I don't care that you're forward enough to ask for what you want. Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
So it's the rest of us that kind of get that apprehension where we're at the bar, we see all the ladies, and I can guarantee you, you know, and I don't mean this from the sense of being, like, I don't know the word for it, but it's not us just looking at every lady and going, well, there's at least 6 ladies here I can see. No, we don't really look at it like that, but, you know, if you're, well, maybe, but I can only speak from, like, experience with me,
right.
Like, the guys that I hang out with,
right.
You could be at a bar at any given night and see, you know, 3 or 4 people that you'd potentially have interest in, but it's not from that angle of, hey, all 4 of those are on my list. It's like, hey, you know, if something happens, you got to get past that. Like, guys have a hard time with that, a harder time than you think, with women that they see out. And, you know, if they're interested, they may not say anything just because they're just...
Here's my follow-up question, which you guys may have covered in your first podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What, as these patio women, are intimidating, awesome women who I feel like probably have had many a guy look at them in bars and... These guys are intimidated. What can women do to be like these awesome women? What can they do to hedge the bets to be more inviting? Or, you know, like, less intimidating, more inviting, to have guys like you come up to them? Like, eye contact, or...
I can tell you right now, eye contact is number one.
Okay.
I've been in a bar 100 times, and... I tell you, this one time, I actually met with a few guys to have a meeting about some business stuff, and it wasn't large-scale stuff. It was just, we needed to hash some things out. There's a girl sitting 2 tables behind me. I was there for 2-3 hours. The entire time I'm there, both guys on the other side of the table went, dude, that chick has been staring at you nonstop this whole time. So...
Is it because she's into you, or because you're the only black person in Portland?
Well, that's possible. You know, I am fairly dark, so I'm zen with that already. Yeah. No, it's fine. So he's like, dude, she's been staring at you the whole time. I'm like, really? So I look over there. She's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I look over there. She's talking to her friend. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So she, you know, dude, she's still looking. He gets up and walks by. He's like, oh, dude, she went to the bathroom and she just stared at you the whole way. And I was like, all right. This is bullshit.
I'll say hi to her.
So I'm like, I'm done with this. So I turn my chair around, and I'm like, okay, well, if she's sitting back there, at least the next time she comes by,
I'll be looking at her.
Right. And at least if she makes eye contact, I'm at least comfortable enough with myself to be like, hey, how you doing?
Right.
And we can start the conversation.
Right.
She comes back out. I literally turned the chair facing the door.
Right.
She's walking towards me, and I'm staring at her, dead in her face.
Nothing.
Head down, straight by me, straight to the table. What the hell? So I kind of turn, talking about this
like
guy's
Sarah.
Like,
Sarah.
Maybe.
She's just going to think about talking to you
until
the opportunity presented
itself. I turn around, like, dude, are you sure?
Like, did she look nice while she was walking? Because that's what I tried to do.
That's so insane.
I feel like practice. Okay, let's
boom ba da 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 boom ba da da da.
Okay. So Minnie is gonna walk and
like,
she
I'm
is
gonna walk like Sarah.
She's walking like Sarah. She's anxiously looking away, but obviously wanting to
looking away.
But obviously wanting to look.
Okay, but now what if would this get your attention?
Now she's staring at him dead in the eye.
Dead eye stare. That's sexy.
That right there?
Yeah.
That's sexy.
She wouldn't get that far.
Right. You'd be like, oh, stop right there, young lady.
Yeah. So, I thought it looked creepy.
I turn around and I'm like, dude, are you sure? And they're like, dude, she's staring at the whole time. So right. I sit there, I look, I'm constantly now, I'm looking for it now.
Right, yeah. Now they've said it enough right. That it's yeah. In your head,
so
you
I'm
can't,
looking,
you're distracted.
And
yeah.
She's walking by, so I'm like, all right. So I get up, go to the bathroom, come back. Dude, the whole time you got up, walk to the bathroom, she's watched you walk out. I'm like, fuck. So I sit down and I turn, now I'm really like, looking like over, and still, head down with her friend, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm like, all right, well, I got to go. So I get up, grab my shit, and leave. And I get a call or whatever I was going to do. It was like, oh, it's going to be another hour or two. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'll go back in and have another beer with these
right.
guys. So I come back in after throwing my shit in the car. I'm like, well, I got a delay, so I'm just going to hang out for a little while. He's like, dude, when you got up and left and she saw you had all your shit, like, she just looked bummed. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So,
so
I was like,
what's happening?
So did you just go talk to her?
No, because at that point I was angry. And I was like, this is nuts. Like, I've
why would she even look at me?
You're such a
right. Well, no, because at that point I was like, I'm angry because I've actually made an honest attempt to, like, make eye contact, at least so we can talk. And it's like, at that point it was like she was avoiding eye contact. And so by that point I was annoyed.
Yeah,
I'm like,
she's just shy. Maybe
yeah,
she's just
she
shy.
Well, but this is why, to your question, this is what I'm saying. Make eye contact. Like, that's number one. Number two.
Let me get my notebook out.
Yeah, like, make eye contact. It doesn't have to be, like, super.
Tests for this week. One, make eye contact.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, like, super sexy time. We're going to get naked eye contact.
Right.
Just make eye contact.
Okay.
Because a guy will.
Yeah, okay,
you.
Okay, yes.
Minnie,
okay.
Try it
Minnie,
again.
Minnie's going to hit the middle ground.
That was
oh, that's good.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That
was a cute
little
smile. It's
well,
a shy look and
what,
a smile.
If you break out in the smile, then it's you're all good.
A cute little smile.
Yeah, but, and the second thing is.
thank you for your reenactments, by the way.
If you guys are going to go, and look, I know you guys have friends, and, like, guys go out with their friends in the whole nine yards, but you guys can't go out and socialize in packs. You can't. Like, if you're out together, that's fine, but throughout the night, one of you has to go hang out at the bar for a minute. One of you has to go to the bathroom. One of you has to go get something to eat. Two of you have to go away, so one or two of you are left at the table. So you guys got to break it up.
Strategic.
Okay. Good point, because I don't think we usually do. I mean,
we're groups.
Not in a. I mean,
look,
like
if you're in a group.
Well, smokers will go out and smoke and
if
whatever.
If you're in a group
but,
larger than two, no one but the overconfident douchebags is going to come over to talk to you.
Case in point, by and by.
It's just something that guys have learned does not end well for them. And all it takes, and that's not to put it on any of you guys, but like, all it takes is for one of those girls to throw an attitude or make fun of him or
right, to show
not like something he said, and he's being humiliated for the rest of the night. Like, that's one of the biggest things I can say. Like, you know, break it up. Stay together as a group, but go away from each other periodically.
Yeah.
Leave yourselves in positions to be approached, because if a guy feels like he can come up to you one-on-one, he'll do it.
Yeah.
Especially if you've made eye contact, the guy, and it figures that, hey, all her friends are off doing other shit, I'll go talk to her, because now she looks like she's just kind of hanging out by herself. But if a guy sees four girls, he's not coming over.
Right, because you don't want to drop your moves in front of a whole bunch of people.
No, and just
one,
to be ridiculed.
That's just one, but.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't end well for guys, and guys have learned that over years of having their shit kicked back in their faces. So they're now to the point where it's like, they just won't do it. And they're just like, oh, geez. Dude, she's cute, but dude, it's like, and if it's like two dudes and it's like four or five girls in a pack, they're like, these odds are against us. We can't win this battle.
Yeah.
And so they will, you know, they will bow out, and, you know, if they can catch you by yourself, they might be more than happy to buy you a drink
or
sit and talk to you.
Well, ladies, you've got some things to do. You have 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Timelines.
Yeah. Test me. I know.
And
look,
by the next podcast.
By the next podcast, if you guys need any help, or have any questions about what you should do.
Where should we go to find out?
I'll be more than happy to. Well, this is just for you guys. Oh. Not for the listeners. Because yeah. I don't need my shit blowing up, but I would be more than happy to like leave you guys my phone number. You can text me if you're
what?
Out and you got a question.
We'll actually get your phone number finally.
Well, I'm fairly elusive, but I think I can.
Could you come watch and take notes?
Oh, hell
oh
yes.
God. Oh my but God, I don't. I feel like I would be even worse if somebody were deliberately scrutinizing
no,
me.
Look,
I would
okay,
be
look, 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 look. Don't even let that thought enter into your mind because, first and foremost, I'm a single dude. So chances are, I'm probably not going to be sitting around watching you the entire night. Like, I might, you know, I might pop in and say, hey, how's it going? You got any questions? But, you know, I got to make something happen on my end. So, you know, I will be at the bar with my alcohol.
Be a funny podcast, like check-in. All right. I just watched Olivia at this bar. Some dude is scoping her out, and she is clueless.
And plus, you guys, like, you guys tell the most hilarious stories about these dates. So it's like, I actually want to be there. Like, if you guys are out, like, I want to know. You know, there's nights when I can't make it, but there's nights when, like, if you guys are out, I want to be there because some of this shit is great.
Let's have a hangout night with Pone Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That sounds good.
And if you're out on a night when you know, don't have anything going on and you're trying to figure out what to do, yeah, shoot me a text. Hell yeah, I'll tell you what's going on.
Oh, that would be kind of funny. Like, I get to check in with my...
For the listeners, let's one more time get where people can find you. Geek in the City.
Geekinthecity.com. You can also check PoneTony.com. That's PoneTony.com. Or if you're interested in hearing any other music, you can hit StarPilotsLament.com or StarPilotsRevenge.com.
And let us know what you think about our podcast as well. Send us your questions at PattyNo at Twitter and on Facebook, the Gmail.
Yeah.
Any PattyNo.
And our website, PattyNoWordPress.com. And yeah. Patsy has finally arrived.
Well done.
Yep. You're
Patsy
here just in time.
To give us your updates.
Updates? Oh, boy. That's all I get to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Updates. What happens when you show up an hour?
I've been working.
Yeah,
you have. I've been working.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're real good.
Yeah. Updates. What was the last update?
Oh,
well, you went on the recon mission.
Uh-huh.
To check out the library note.
Yeah.
It was who I thought it was. I believe the exact text that you sent to me was, I hope you like long gray beards and glasses, or there's a different Frank that works here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right, because the librarian left you a note in your book.
Isn't that the sweetest thing you've ever heard?
That's so sweet.
I was very, very impressed. I still have not gone in to thank him and talk to him.
Yeah. Either way, he should get a thank you.
He should.
Yeah, yeah.
And be rewarded so he continues to do it.
And it's
absolutely.
Very romantic, too. Very romantic. I love that.
Yeah.
Nice little surprise. Can
you tell the listeners what book it was that he left the note in?
No, we've already talked about that.
I know, but we lost that episode.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Better not have that at the library. Are you guys reading that?
I tried to. First of all, there's no sex till page 120. And I took it to read some sex. And then once the sex started, I was done. Over. I don't care.
I actually crossed a woman off my list because she was on about how much she was.
No, she needs to be
about
out.
How much she liked it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The 50 Shades of Grey and hippie bucket drumming. You're out if you want to date Kayla.
Yeah, you missed that. Yeah.
So what book was
it? It's about finding your soulmate.
What is it called?
I don't want to.
I feel like he needs. I think that's a great, beautiful thing that he did, just leaving a little note for you. And so, even if you're not the girl for him, I think you're right. I think he deserves a nice little.
What's it called? Finding
thank
the
you.
One.
I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, it was something like
any
that.
Any actual
yeah.
dates.
Any actual says. Dates. Yes, I went on two actual dates.
Well done.
Tell us, ladies.
So, I met up with a guy from OkCupid, and I was 30 minutes late to that date.
Whoops.
I fully expected to walk in and him to be gone.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay.
But he was still there.
He was still there.
That's great.
Yeah. And so I sat down, we started talking. He started off, like, asking me, oh, are you the one? And I was like, oh wow.
He was mixing me up with other girls.
Don't ask those kind of clarifying questions. Just start talking.
Yeah.
Don't ask those questions.
Don't try to square up which one you...
No, I was like, agreed.
Yeah.
So then we're talking, and it comes out he's recently separated, and that's something I need to clarify. If he's just separated, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
But I'm his first date, like, since the separation. So I'm like, oh, boy.
Nope.
This isn't really...
Yeah.
But I'm going to give him another chance because he got up to get me a drink, even though I was 30 minutes late. I thought I was like, okay. And when I looked up across the street... was my ex on a date.
Shiny Penny.
It was Shiny Penny.
Penny. Yeah.
And I haven't seen this guy in a year, so I was just... Not that we saw each other,
right.
But I was just distracted. I was like, why are you... Oh, man.
So this
is like the third date where I've gone and somebody I've known has been around. And it's a blight. It's just... Yeah.
You had two dates.
What was the second date?
Second date, my friends set me up on a blind date with a guy... At the Fixin' Two.
I'm terrified of blind dates.
And I said yes, just because I'm in
really?
This. I'm in this. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. And
that's a good attitude to have.
Yeah.
And so I cannot stand any more of your accusing.
So we met up. And then as it got closer, it didn't really need to be a blind date. We could have all, like the friends that knew each other, we could have all just met up.
Yeah.
And so we sat down and we were talking and... Isaac was there.
Oh, bartending.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a mutual friend watching, and I'm like,
that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Here's somebody else watching me on an encore.
Oh, and he'll call you out too.
Yeah. So that was awesome. So we went outside and we were talking, and he's like leaving in September, and he just kept telling me that, and I'm like, okay.
Got it. Check.
Yeah, got it.
Just
what
looking
you,
for a summer bedmate.
I'm not gonna,
no big
yeah,
deal.
I'm not gonna follow you or whatever. But he's like, you know, since I'm leaving in September, and he was like really honest about things, and I'm like, you know, you should probably do this all the time. Like, this is probably good instead of if you're faking. Anyway, we ended up having a good time, and he's like, yeah, I was like, but this didn't really need to be a blind date, and he's like, no, and he said he may call or text again, so.
He said he may? I'm going to
good for you, Kathy, taking risks. This episode has been about risk.
And then
like
also, I did one more risk.
Oh.
I had that where I brought a picture of him.
Oh.
So there's a kitten at work right now that
I'm so
flustered. And which is somewhat why I'm like, these other guys I'm not interested at all. And this
because
guy,
you have a crush on him.
Yes, but today's his last day at work. We were supposed to do something, and so I kind of, you know, we were just chit-chatting, and I was like, asking him what he's doing the next couple days, and he said he'd give me a call if he does anything fun. So we'll see. But here he is.
Oh, meow.
I love that he has a pen in his pocket.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can see why you're distracted.
Yes.
I like that you also have a schedule right below it. Yeah.
Yep, you can see he started his first day with me.
Yeah.
All right. Well
there we have
it. Joined us.
Welcome. Well, all right.
Here we are. We haven't talked about the patio.
The Moon and Sixpence. Oh. Delightful patio.
It is. Beautiful
what
patio.
A surprise.
They have Bass on tap, so two thumbs up right there. Love it. Great beers on tap.
Been to this bar so many times and had no idea this was on.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know it's back here unless you knew. Yeah.
And if you haven't been to the Moon and Sixpence patio since they opened it, it has come a long way.
Yeah,
it's very beautiful. At first it looked like a kind of like a parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's really beautiful. They've got these lush plants everywhere. And it's lovely. Pretty trees coming in. Thumbs up.
Yeah,
there's sun, there's shade.
And good. I think a good atmosphere for meeting people if we weren't so consumed with how funny we are at our home table. And now we know we need to break up.
Break up in the small group. As soon as we shut this off, we're going to break
up. Absolutely.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
You're going to have to listen to the episode.
I know. I'm so excited to hear these truth bombs because obviously we have a lot to learn.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
everyone. Yes. Pinkies up for
Pinkies Moon and Sixpence. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me. I had a great time as always. And we have to do this more often.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I don't want to take over. I just I want to be here more often, though. This is awesome.
I think the male perspective is awesome for the show.
And thank you, Minnie.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for demonstrating those walks that the listeners cannot see.
Yeah. You missed it. I got my advice called bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I need a recap.
All right. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.